let me add also that in your giving, of course, we also support the Gideon ministry of Pastor Lou and Pastor Ayuda. That, you know, in fact, you were just back from Mexico, right? That's right. And so part of this, so see, your giving goes to so many places all over the world. Amen. And so to know that lives are changed. And so let's come to the Lord in prayer as before I call on Pastor Lou as he ministers the word of God to all of us. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who is the bread of life. He's the Word of God. We thank you for what your Word reminds us all, that your Word is likened to the rain that drops from heaven and touches the earth and brings about fruitfulness, that your Word will do the same, likewise, in the hearts of your people today. That, Father God, as we hear your Word, that's life to all of us. No one will leave this place empty-handed, but filled with every good thing that comes from your hand. Your Word that is light and life to us. Your Holy Spirit that gives us understanding and gives us how to apply the principles and truths from your Word. That God, when we go to our respective places, we know that we are equipped with whatever challenges we might be faced with, Lord God, today and in the days ahead. To know that we are not alone because your Word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you for your servant, Pastor Lou, will minister the word of God to us today, the anointing upon his life, and the strength, the renewed strength you give him each day, Father God, to do your will. Bless him indeed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's welcome Pastor Lou. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Can everybody hear me? Amen. Amen. That means everybody's awake. I hope you're all awake. And the cheering stand back there, move up. The word is a lot stronger up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I have said this I don't know how many times, that everything I prepare for you is already in the service when I get here. Pastor Monette talked about the power of the Spirit of God, and that's what I'm going to talk about this morning. I get excited when I talk about the power of God. I get excited about what God is doing in my life, like you should get excited about what God is doing in your life. Too many Christians walk around very, very dull. You know what I mean? They take it for granted what God is doing in their life. They're not thinking about what God is doing in their life, because you want to walk around happy and joyous. You know, I minister on the way. I'm getting treatment. I got dullness in my fingers. I'm being treated for that. But I don't pay attention to these things. I don't pay attention to them because he gives me the strength to minister to the people. He's the one that puts the joy in me when I can smile at death and say, no, not here. And I smile and say, you're not going anywhere. You're not going to defeat me. You're not going to stop me. I'm going on, and I'm going to do God's work. I don't care what I feel. It doesn't fit. I'm moving ahead. I drove almost 4 hours. I was shocked when I went down to Mexico, and I only stopped, and I gave the wheel to somebody else, only just to rest. But I tell you, I thought, well, that's a long way to drive, you know, for 4 hours for me. No, I did it just right. It worked out just fine, and I drove back, and I did all the things that needed to be done. We had a group of four of us, and I'm telling you, we were preparing such a big thing in Mexico for July. It's July 17th through the 26th. We're going to do all kinds of things down there for the children, for marriages, for praise and worship teams. We're going to teach the praise and worship teams how to minister with the Word of God while they're singing, while they're bringing it forth. And so we're taking teams down. We're going to hopefully get a hold of some nurses and some doctors to go down and do some basic checkups. We're going to do children's programs. We're going to do children's classes while we're there and teach the children as well. You know, you say, well, you know, they already have all those things. Not the way that we want it, because we truly want to get the Spirit of God in them. See, and that's what I'm going to talk to you about this morning. See, you can say you're a Christian. You can say a lot of things, you know, I'm fired up and I'm a Christian of God, you know. But the power of God is not evident in your life. Why is it not evident? It should be evident. You know, you're going through a trauma. There should be joy in your life. I know it's hard, but you got to do it because God is with you. He's with you right there.
Yes.
You got to believe this, just like a pastor said this morning. Faith is going to be an important issue. Faith is an important issue in your life. And I'm telling you, you know, we talk about all these things. We talk about the power of God, and we talk about the Holy Spirit. We talk about speaking in tongues. You know, we don't take advantage of what God has already given us. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Yeah, you got to amen a whole lot more, because I'm going to go preach today. I'm going to really preach to you about getting that power going in your life and just using it for your own benefit, of course, but for the benefit of others as well. Because that's what attracts people to God. It's not the people who say, "Hey, would you like to come to church with me? I'm so excited. We got a great church." That doesn't get anybody going. That doesn't motivate. They want to see the excitement in you. They want to see how excited are you. And when they say, "I want what you have," then they'll come to a church. Because they want to come to excitement. They want to come to people who are up and up and about. Even the world wants that. Even the world wants that. Who wants to hang out with a loser? Any of you ever hang out with a loser? Yeah, I can assure you of one thing. You hang out with a loser, you become a loser. You hang out with a winner, you'll be a winner. You hang out with a child of God that is excited, you're going to get excited. Why? Because they're always excited. And you're over here, "Can I do that? Can I get excited like you?" Yeah, you can get excited like that. Why not? You know, when you talk about, when pastor talks, "Well, so-and-so is healed." Well, that's something to get excited about. That's something to get excited about. So-and-so was married. So-and-so was this. I mean, we have to share the goodness of God that He does with everybody. Because when you say, "Oh, God bless me this way," "Oh, wonderful, that's great," most of us don't say nothing. We just sit around, "Oh, yeah, okay, lucky you. Lucky you." God is not a God of luck. He has a purpose for each and every one of you. He has a purpose for me, even in the condition that I am. Even what's going on in my life, I don't talk about it. I really don't like to talk about it. You see, I go through my treatments. The doctor says what he says. He says, "Okay, doc, okay, let's go. I got work to do." As I told his nurse, I consider this more of an inconvenience than anything else. Really. Because I got a lot of things I want to do for God. And if God wants to take me home early, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it. Because I'm going to go with a smile on my face. I'm going to go knowing that I did what He wanted me to do. All right? Don't get into that. I shared that with you about 2 months ago. Don't get into fear. Fear will stop you. Will stop what God wants to do in your life. Fear is death. That's all it is. Fear only brings death to you. Death to a project, death to the body, death to the family, death to children, death to anybody. That's what fear will do. Fear, don't ever take fear. Get rid of it in the name of Jesus. Fear will not overtake you unless you allow it to overtake you. The moment you start talking defeat, you are talking what the devil is talking. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I hope so. I hope so, because it's so important. Because when you get into a problem, and you're going to have problems, you're going to have persecution. Doesn't the Bible say that? With the blessing comes the persecution. Everybody loves the blessing. Oh, man, this blessing is good. But the persecution, you got to deal with. You got to deal with it because it's coming. It's part of the blessing. And the very purpose of the persecution is to rob you of the blessing. Are you hearing me? Because you walk out of church, you know, 10 people got healed. 10 people got saved. That's a miracle. That is a wonderful thing to happen in a church, right? We're all excited. But the moment you walk out of that, you got a problem with your car. This happens. The devil happens. You have problems with your children. You have problems with this. And it takes away the joy of the 10 people that just got saved, the 10 people that just got healed. Maybe one of them was raised from the dead. We raise people from the dead every day. You got a lot of people out there that are dead in the spirit. Amen? Don't ever be looking just to raise people from the dead physically. Look for people that we raise from the dead spiritually who are going to hell. Amen? So we got a big thing planned for Mexico. And that's going to be July 17th. And I hope you guys are coming. We're going to take the youth, and some adults. We take as many people as we can because this is going to be a big outreach. And I already told you about everything we're going to do. This is going to be with three of our church plants that we have down there in Mexico, in San Quintín, Mexico. San Quintín, Mexico is where our first church, Ariceli has been there, and a couple of other people. And this was our first church plant. And now we're at 100 right now, and we're about to plant four more. So we'll start at 104 by the time we'll be more than 104 by the time we go. But I am excited about what God is doing. I talked to the pastors down there, and they are ready to do it. And there are a few that actually do this down there, and we haven't done this in a long, long time. And so we are getting ready for that. Like I said, we're going to have meetings for children, married couples, everything. I'll get you a sign-up sheet. Please come. We don't know yet how much it's going to cost. I have to find out the expenses of the buses to drive people back and forth, you know, because we pick up the people. There's no cars for everybody. So we're going to have buses every day for them to bring them to the meetings. And other things for the kids, those bouncing things where you go in and you bounce around. I don't know what they call those things, those jumping things. What are they called? Jumpers? I don't know. People jump in and jump out. We had one that dislocated his arm the last time we had that. They had to take him to the hospital. They went click and was right back in. And he came back and started jumping again. And we're going to have food for the people. We're going to cook food, you know, not a thing fancy, something, hot dogs and hamburgers for them and a little juice and Coke or soda or what, something, just to give them something there so that we have communal a relationship with them, just to bring them closer to the things of God and bring those that are unsaved to the family of Christ. Amen? So we hope that you will join us on that. And let's see where we are here. Okay. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and glory. We thank you, dear gracious Father, for your word. We thank you, Father, for your spirit. And we thank you, Lord, that the spirit this morning will speak to the people this morning. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. And I thank you, Lord, O precious God, that the spirit of God would fall on each and every one here today. That your word will fall upon them, dear gracious Lord. And that they would understand the importance of the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You know, the first thing that before getting the power of the Holy Spirit, you have to do something. And that's that part of tongues. You see, when you accepted Jesus Christ, you received Christ. You received God. You've received the Holy Spirit. But what you didn't receive was the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. You received the three in one, just like the disciples did, and it's so important that Jesus told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem to receive the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. That's how important it was to receive the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. You see, they were the disciples; they walked with Jesus. They even did miracles with him. But they didn't have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit like we do today. Like we have it today. If you accept it and you receive it, the empowerment. The empowerment begins by you speaking in tongues. I stutter because of medication that I take, so don't worry about it. I'll get it out. In the name of Jesus. So, you know, when you receive Christ, you've received Jesus, you receive the Holy Ghost, and you receive God. Does everybody understand that? Okay? Where's my brother Art? Brother Art, give out one book to family. We're going to give out the Why Tongues. Why it's important. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you here actually speak in tongues? Hold on. Give me the hands again. So that we have a few here that don't speak in tongues. And I pray, you know, that even you who speak in tongues understand the importance of what you have. And that is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit gives you unction. It gives you an anointing. It gives you power. It guides you. It trains you. It leads you. It does everything that God wants the Spirit to do in your life. You know, like when you don't know what to do next, Holy Spirit, you can just start praying. And you start praying in tongues by yourself. And the tongues begin to speak, you speak words. You know, a lot of people, when they start speaking in tongues, it sounds like, you know, la 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 la. It's like a baby. It's like a baby, and that's the way it should be. You're starting out like a baby. La 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 la. And I've heard that. I've heard that from many people that speak in tongues. But just like you learn your language, Filipino, English, Spanish, just like you learn a language, your spiritual language starts to change as you use it more and more. You see, because your spiritual language is you can edify yourself with just your spiritual language, just by speaking in tongues. If you come into a church atmosphere, you make sure that if you speak in tongues, there is somebody in the church. You can do it too. You can translate what you're speaking in tongues, and then it becomes a prophetic word. When you speak in tongues and you give what God an interpretation, that's a prophetic word. Are you hearing me? Tongues with interpretations equals prophecy. Okay? And what did Paul say that we all should do? Prophesy. Why? Because when you're speaking in tongues, nobody understands you. So you have to make sure that you are ready. You yourself, that's why the Bible says if you speak in tongues, pray that you may interpret. Pray that you may interpret. Why? Because you don't edify anybody if you're the only one speaking in tongues. And especially if you have visitors in the church and you have people here who are not saved, and they hear you and says, what are these people doing? These are crazy people. They're out of their mind. That's what the Bible says. They're out of their mind. They're drunk or whatever. But the thing is that if we do it in order, they'll understand exactly, because it's for the benefit of those who are unsaved. It is for the benefit of those who are unsaved. That they'll show the power of God working in the body of Christ. And I'm telling you that if you speak in tongues and you don't speak a lot with it, then you're losing out on a very strong power that God has given you. You should pray in tongues in your house. You should pray in tongues in your car. You should pray in tongues in church. You should pray in tongues wherever you go. If you have a small group that gets together, there's nothing wrong in praying in tongues so long as somebody has an interpretation. Now, if everybody just wants to edify and everybody speaks in tongues and you just want to everybody just wants to pray in tongues, that's okay. If you're in a group of just people that do that. Because everybody understands that they're just edifying their spirit. And they're speaking unto God unknown words that you don't know, but God knows. Always be ready when you pray in tongues to hear what God is telling you. Because I have always heard people who talk to God. I go, I got to talk to God. Okay, go talk to God in your own language. And you talk to God and Lord this and Lord that and Lord this and Lord that. And I need this, that. Well, but you don't stop to listen to what He's telling you. Because God will respond to your request. God will respond to what you're telling Him. He will respond to you. He might give you a scripture to read, and that's how He's responding to you. He might say, read this scripture. Read this and read that. When Pastor shared the thing and the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, I mean, that's just the Holy Spirit confirming that what I decided to bring you this morning is proper, it's right, it's timely. That's what it confirms. And that's how I confirm many things that I say. That, you know, and somebody says, somebody may say it, somebody may prophesy it, somebody may give a tongues with interpretation. But tongues are important just in the beginning. What I mean by that is they're important always. But in the beginning, it's the beginning process that you work to let the Holy Spirit out. Praying in tongues is you are now, use your faith, and now your spirit is speaking out. And He wants to speak. He wants to speak. You see, you go from the la-la-la-la, le-le-le-le, to re-shapot, ta-ka-abu, ba-ba-ra-ba-ting-ga-ke-shkata. Shukuti di katamoronde. Shukrobomondere keto. Now, sometimes it doesn't mean anything. It's just something that He may want to put into me by praise or by worship or whatever it may be. And I give the interpretation out. But it becomes like words. If the more you use it, the more you pray it. Are you hearing me? You may not understand it. You want the understanding, of course. You want the interpretation. So you can ask for it. Isn't that wonderful? That we can ask for the interpretation. And we need those things when we're ministering to people sometimes. So praying in tongues is the initial thing that we do when we want the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Many people, even with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, they don't use it. They don't speak in tongues. They've done it, they've received it, but then they don't use it. That should take you to another level. Let me ask you this. Those of you who speak in tongues, how did you feel when you went from not speaking in tongues to speaking in tongues? How was the Word of God with you? Any experience? You hit the word right on the nail. When you speak in tongues for the very first time, what happens in you, your boldness goes up. The Word of God becomes like, wow, this is real. This is powerful. You understand that the Word of God has power. You understand that what God says in His book, He means it just for you. You understand clearly that you are now a child of God and He will give you what you ask. Are you hearing me? Because you're starting to walk with a greater faith. You're starting to walk with a greater understanding of His Word. It's not the la-la what it was before. Now we're in the fight. Now we're in His camp. Are you hearing me? And God's right there with you. He's going to go everywhere you go. You go with the power. You go with the joy. You go with the love. He's right there. Whatever you minister, whatever ministry you go into, you're going to go with the power of God. Whatever time you minister to people, you share the love of God, or you share the Bible, or you share the Word of God to get them saved, God is right there with you. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you, He says. And you, when you begin to pray in tongues, and then you begin to prophesy, then when you begin to interpret and you give prophetic words to people, as God gives them to you, you give them to them. Like the word that God gave me for Nelson. It's just right there on the spot. It just happens, and you just give it. And that, you know, that's what the freedom that you have. And you have to get excited about the Spirit of God. Amen? You've got to get excited about the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. Now, let's go through 12 reasons. Let's go through 12 reasons why you should speak in tongues. All those 12 reasons are in here, in this book. And we're not going to go and spend a lot of time with each one of them because we don't have that much time. But let's just go through them. Reason one, tongues is the initial sign that you have received the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It's an initial sign that the Holy Spirit is now moving in your life. Are you hearing me? There are a lot of people who are going to heaven that never speak in tongues. Don't get that wrong. The Baptists and many other religious groups, they don't speak in tongues. They do everything out of the power of the flesh. There's a big difference when you do things with the power of God versus your flesh. And you can get a lot done in the flesh. A lot of these big churches, they do a lot. They do a lot of big buildings and a lot of different work and good work. But they do it all in the flesh. And when you do it all in the flesh, those are the benefits you get, the flesh. But when you do it in the Spirit, and you have more rest when you do God's work. Because you do exactly what He tells you to do. You don't do all the other stuff. And when you do it His way, you're going to have a lot of rest. So the first reason is, it is the first sign that now you have received the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And that's in 1 Corinthians 14:4. Anybody want to read that? I think that's in the book. Let me pull it out. Yeah, it's in the book. It's in the little book. Anybody have it? Okay. Please.
He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
That's what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about just right now. See, if you want to be edified in your spirit, you can do it anywhere. Anywhere. If you're down and out, if you feel defeated, if you feel rotten, someday, right? You know, a lot of people, when it rains, they don't come to church. Oh, it's raining out. Oh, it's snowing out. You know, they got churches back east with 30 below, and they're still open for service. So people will go to church, even if it rains or whatever. The question is that, you know, you want to pray. When you have these kind of days, whatever the devil's trying to do in your life, you can go above it. You can, when you start praying in tongues, and you're just edifying yourself. You're just edifying the Spirit within you to lift you up to another level. And God will speak to you. God will speak to you. God will encourage you because He will bring His own word to your remembrance to encourage you, to lift you up so that you can get through this day, get it through this week, whatever it is, wherever you are. You know, when we go abroad, we deal with spirits in that country. We deal with the spirit that rules in that country. Spirit of poverty, spirit of, you know, whatever they do, you know, bringing down the people, the condemnation, whatever it is that's going on in that country. We deal with all of that. And we have to stay prayed up in those countries. We have to stay prayed up because they're going to attack us. They're going to come against us because they know what we have. They know what we want to put in the people there. Amen. And that it doesn't mean everybody receives it, but those that do receive it, they've lost those. You see, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And I gotta, you know, in this church, we have to take those who are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, gotta get you in there, get you baptized in the Holy Spirit, and empower you to do the work of God. And live out your life on this earth. with joy and action in what you say and do. You need to put the smile back on. Come on, let's go. Put a smile back. I'm not terrifying you. I'm lifting you up.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
What is going on in here? Let's get a mango for everybody. Give out the Filipino mangoes. Did you bring anything back, Nelson? You didn't bring any of them Filipino mangoes back? Those are delicious. The first day we got to the Philippines, some lady gave us a bag, like about 20 mangoes. Yeah, mango juice, mango pie, and mango everything for a week. And we were empty, she brought another bag. You've got to put a joy in the Holy Spirit. You've got to put the joy of God back in us because that, we need that. We need that to overcome what the enemy wants to do in your life. Reason number two. Reason number two. I'm sorry. Reason number two, tongues for spiritual edification. We already went through that. That's in 1 Corinthians 14:4. We have already just talked about that, for the edification by the Spirit. Reason number three, tongues remind us of the Spirit indwelling the present, and the Spirit indwelling presence in us. Are you hearing me? You know, when you pray to God, He's not 25 million miles away. He's right there. That's what I can't understand. When people sin, what do they think God is? They think God is somewhere, hiding somewhere. You know, or you lie to the pastor, or you lie to anybody, or you do something wrong, and then you don't ask for forgiveness. Where do you think God is? He's right by your side. And if you're not convicted, then you need the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me? Because if you're not convicted when you do something wrong or say something wrong, you know, the Holy Spirit will immediately convict you. The moment you even have a wrong thought, you don't even have to say anything. If you just have a wrong thought, the Spirit says, you better not do that. Oh, I see this. Some of you have gone through that, right? We all have gone through that. And thank God that we have the Holy Spirit to tell us, don't do that. Isn't that great? I think that's great. That saves us a whole bunch of problems. It saves us having to go to the Lord. Oh, I feel so bad, Lord, that, oh, Lord, forgive me. Oh, and you get into condemnation. And God doesn't want you in condemnation. That's why He doesn't want you to sin. Because if you sin and you don't ask for forgiveness, boy, you got a bigger problem. Then you know that the empowerment of the Holy Spirit is not really functioning in your life. Because that power, let me tell you something, that power wants to guide you only in God's direction. Only. Remember, He's your teacher. He's your guidepost. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. I mean, thank God for the Holy Spirit. We don't thank the Holy Spirit enough. You know that? We thank God, we thank Jesus, but we don't really thank the Holy Spirit a lot. And that's right. He's also God, and He's right there with us. He's constantly, He's like our permanent teacher. And thank God, you know, that's what Jesus said. He's going to be your counselor. The Holy Spirit, He's going to be here counseling you. That, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. But you got to get into the spirit realm. This is not something that happens in the flesh. Are you hearing me? Ay, ay, ay. The indwelling presence. Oh my God. Oh Lord. That is something, once you have it, you don't ever want to rid it. You don't ever want to walk alone. without that again. Number four is praying in tongues is praying in line with God's perfect will. Oh, that's good, ain't it? Look at this. Romans 8:26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Holy Spirit will make intercession for you. When sometimes you don't know what to pray, and the Holy Spirit, He just says it, don't worry about it, done. You know, sometimes you don't know what to pray for a certain situation. Sometimes you ask for a blanket prayer. I don't like blanket prayers, but you don't know how to pray. You don't know what to pray. Okay, Lord, let's just get into the Spirit and let's just pray over the situation. But the Spirit intercedes for you. I love that. Man, because praying is something else. But you know, you should always pray in your own language first. Pray as much as you can in your own language first. You see, too many people that pray in tongues, they immediately go to the tongues. They don't like to pray in their own language first, a lot. They go, oh, thank you, Lord. They don't spend a lot of time. You should pray in your own tongues first because you're edifying your own spirit. You're edifying the situation. You're edifying yourself at the same time because words have power. Especially if you're, when you're using God's Word. And you're confirming God's Word over the situation. So you're using power in your own words. Okay? So he goes on to say, and he that seeketh the hearts, who is he that seeketh the hearts? It's God. Knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Man, I'm telling you. When you think about, that's AAA. Right there. Wherever you go, whatever you do, they're ready to fix the flat. They're ready to fix you. They're ready to encourage you. That Holy Spirit is ready to do what God's will is. That's why we need to know and know that we know that that Spirit is there with us. And that's one of the importances in speaking in tongues. Oh, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, come on now. We got to go to another level. We're not talking about money here. We're not talking about money. We're not talking about anything else that would cause you to shriek back. We're talking about something here that should get you up and start getting excited about your relationship with God. That'll keep a smile on your face. That'll keep a smile wherever you, when you come to church. No matter what's going on, you walk in here with a smile. You see Pastor Bonette and you walk with a smile. But the worst thing the pastor wants to see is people walking in here, you know, like a lion looking for something to eat or something. You know, I mean, there's plenty of people like that in churches. But you don't need to be like that. You make a choice. You make the choice. You make the choice to speak in tongues, to receive the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, and that's going to change your life. You make the choice. God doesn't make you do anything. He doesn't make you even accept Jesus, right? He didn't make you do that. He wanted you to do that. He gave you instruction for it, just like He's given us instruction for the Holy Spirit. God never gives us anything that's wrong or bad. Are you hearing me? If you see somebody doing something bad, and they say they're Christians and it's okay, no, it's not okay. Because if they're doing that, and they know it's wrong, they're just, what do they call that? They're blaspheming the name of the Holy Spirit, the name of God. Hallelujah. Reason number five, well, I'm glad everybody's keeping track. Speaking in tongues is a means of keeping free from worldly contamination. How many here have been contaminated by the world? Everybody! Especially here in California. Oh, when you spoke about prayer for what's going on in here, just here in this, just here in California. We don't have to go too far with the migrants and the abortions and everything that's going on in this state. We got plenty to pray about. Are you hearing me? You need the empowerment of the Spirit to do it. Because if you don't have the empowerment of the Spirit, you'll pray for about 5 minutes and say, boy, I'm tired. With the Spirit, you could go for hours. I'm telling you. You can go for hours in the Spirit. You can go for hours praying in the Spirit. Man, God, oh man, when you walk out of there, you walk like you're in heaven. You don't think about food. You don't think about anything. If when I preach to people and I go to Mexico right now, this is the first time I've gone, you know, to do something. Well, actually, I went to Hermosillo, and actually, we were to Salt Lake City. See how much we've done, and I don't keep track of it. I just go and I minister because it's His power, not mine. It's His leading of the Spirit. It's His going before me as I go, and He's not a respecter of persons. So what He's done for me, He does for you. I started like everybody else, right? Like accepting Jesus Christ. Just accepting Him. I had all kinds of problems in my life at that time. And I accepted Jesus. And then I started learning His Word. And then I started... I accepted Christ, but He wasn't my Lord. See, many people accept Christ, but He's not the Lord. See, He might be your Savior. He might be your insurance. But He's not your Lord. And what He wants to be Lord over your life. And that's when you start giving up all the junk of the world. It doesn't mean you can't have nice cars. It doesn't mean you can't have TVs. It doesn't mean you can't go on vacation. It just means that when you, every day, you got Him with you wherever you go. And He wants to bless you anyway. He wants you to take vacations. He wants you to enjoy life. He said, I have given you life and life more abundantly. That means He gave me a lot. Brothers and sisters, don't give up this part of your life. Go into the heavenlies. Go into that part of accepting that power, that empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And use it in your life. And use it for your benefit and for the benefit of others. Are you hearing me? Well, it's going down. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Glory to God. What number? Six. Six, speaking in tongues, a means of keeping... Oh, no, we went through that. Worldly contamination. Seven, praying in tongues, us to pray for the unknown. We already talked about that. Praying, number eight, praying in tongues gives spiritual refreshing. Oh, yes, it does. Anybody here who has prayed in tongues for any amount of time knows that when they walk out of there, nothing's important. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Because you're like in a spiritual high. You know, like the Bible says, don't always talks about they're high on wine or whatever. But it does talk about being spiritually high. With spiritual wine. Spiritual wine. Yeah, spiritual high. You can be high, but not high on real wine. Not drunken. You're drunk in the Spirit. Drunk in the Spirit. Any of you here have ever been drunk in the Spirit? Well, I'm telling you something. Those of you who haven't, you don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're missing! Because let me tell you, it is the greatest high ever. I've had marijuana, I've had drinks, I've had alcohol, beer, I've had all kinds of high. But nothing like a spiritual high. Nothing. So I can wake up the next morning, I know exactly what I did the night before. Right? And you're in the presence of God, nothing can touch you, don't even talk to me. Well, man, the devil wants to rob you of that kind of thing. The devil wants to rob you. The devil doesn't want you to have the empowerment. He doesn't want you to understand it. I'm hoping that this morning I can just share a little bit to get you up and to get going in the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It'll make a whole difference in this church and in you. Because this church will be full if you do it. And I mean that. Because your heart will be set on Him only. Your heart will be set to do His will. Your heart will be set to go and to be in the example of Christ to the nations. I'm telling you, it's not about you. God is prepping you for heaven. You don't know that? He's prepping you here. He gave us the book to get it. And there's no other book you have to go to. It's right here. It's in the book. It's Bible. He gives us all the instructions we need to walk in the empowerment that Jesus had. He gave us the right. He gave us authority to walk in the power of all of that right here on this earth, just like Jesus did. See, the problem is you start comparing yourself to Jesus, but you say, man, I can't compare myself to Jesus. You're right, you can't. But God said, it's okay. You're my son. Just like Jesus was. Now get up and do what I tell you to do. You know, there is a scripture that I wish I would have found it for today. You know, when you are sick or you have something going on in your life, what do you know what He tells you to do? Keep going and doing what I told you to do. I'll take care of you. That's a great guarantee. That's better than my doctor gives me. My Lord says, go and keep doing what I told you to do, and I'll take care of you. I don't know about you, but that to me is better than any insurance company could give me, better than any doctor could give me. Jesus will take care of me. That's why I can keep a smile on my face, right? Come on, brother. Get that smile. Turn it up. Huh? We can do either or. You can be the sad face on the wall, or you can be the happy face on the wall. Right? And what does God want? A happy face. He gave you everything you need for that. Number 9, tongues for giving thanks. We already prayed to that. Boy, I'll tell you, that's another one. You just give thanks to God. Just praying in tongues. You know that if you pray in tongues every day, wherever you go, in the morning, get up, you say, thank you, Lord, for this day. Roshanda bakonde. Rebalala batondo. And you keep praying in tongues in your car. And then you go to work and you pray quietly there. You don't want none of your fellow workers to call the hospital on the crazy word. And you can do it in your time. And on your way home, and then when you go home and you pray again. It don't have to be long. But that's how you practice. That's how you keep the presence in front of you. That's how you begin to learn. And then you follow. This is only a guide. This book I gave you on tongues, it's only a guide. You can read this over and over and over again. And we're running out of time, so let's go to 10. Speaking in tongues brings the tongue under subjection. Boy, how many times have we wished that this tongue, we could tie it up and not say certain things, right? Speaking in tongues, you speak less wrong words. Isn't that cool? Huh? Hello? Come on, guys. Wake up. We've only been here an hour. I'm telling you, I got so much joy in me, I can go for 2 or 3 hours. But I got the football game today. Hey! He gave me that game. Yeah, I can watch it. He gave me the TV to watch it. Once a year. Come to church. Got a lot of joy. Teach the brethren. Lift the brethren up and get them going. What better way to watch a football game? Daddy will be praying that my tongue will win. My team will win. Huh? I don't want to tell you what team I'm going for. Okay, last scriptures I want to give you. Let's go to Acts 1. Here's the confirmation. We've been talking about the promise. Now let's go to the results. Okay? We've been talking about the promise. Here are the results. In Acts 1, we want to read 1 through 8. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. After through the Holy Spirit, you see, even Jesus had to depend on the Holy Spirit. He, through the Holy Spirit, had given to commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen. Did you see that? That even Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, gave orders to the apostles. So even Jesus depended on the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? If Jesus had to depend on the Holy Spirit, you should have to depend on him. And then he said, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And then, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. It's a promise from the Father, guys. This is a promise from the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, John, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So if they had already had the Holy Spirit, you know, the empowerment, they wouldn't need it again. So it's just like us. When we receive Jesus, we don't receive the empowerment right away unless you begin speaking in tongues right away. I mean, this is something you have to learn, and you have to teach it, and you have to do it. Are you hearing me? Being baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you will receive power. Are you hearing me? You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem. Did you see the first requirement of receiving that power? You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem. Witnesses to who? Jesus. Witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the world, end of the earth. Oh my God. See, it's not about tongues, is it? He just told you what it's all about. The tongues leads to the empowerment to do what? To go out and talk about Jesus. Hello. This is a recruitment center this morning. We're going to recruit you. Or I should say God is going to recruit you. You don't like that, those old posters? The army needs you. And there's a man pointing. That's what got me in the Marine Corps. But that's Jesus. One thing that Jesus says, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Are you hearing me? We're in God's army. That's the greatest army in the world. We don't need rifles, right? We don't need bombs. We don't need hand grenades. We just need His Word and His presence. That's it. And the enemy comes, hey, he takes care of it. The enemy comes with some lie, with some problem or something. Okay, get him, Holy Spirit. You know, you remember when you were a kid and you were, there were bullies in the neighborhood, and maybe they came around and picked on the little kids, and they beat you up, or they took your ice cream, or they took your soda. Everybody remember those days? I grew up in New York City. We were fighting every day. So, I mean, you had a nickel, man. You better go hide and take your soda in and hide because somebody wanted to take it from you. But you know what happens? That's when you were walking alone. They bullied you. But the moment you accept Jesus and you have the empowerment, nobody's going to come and bully you. Because Jesus is right there with you. Yeah, come on. Pick on me now. Go ahead, come on. Pick on me now. You got my big brother with me. I got my big brother. He'll take care of you. You see how you have to think so that you enjoy this walk with God? So that you have the empowerment, you have His love, His joy, everything you need, He has. So let's go to Acts 2. Now you're going to see it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The day of Pentecost had fully come. They were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Did you hear what he said? And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because they were there in one accord. They were there in unity. They were there in agreement. They were there with the Spirit of God, just believing what God had told them. Believing. They were there with expectancy. They were waiting for something to happen. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Who gives you the utterance? The Spirit. Oh, man. This is so easy. This is Holy Spirit 101. If we want to call it a class, this is Holy Spirit 101. This is where we begin. It's where it's speaking in tongues and getting the baptism of the Holy Spirit and then walking in the power of that Spirit. It's real. Brothers and sisters, it's real, I'm saying. This power is real. You know, if you read on, it talks about they were talking in tongues in different languages. In different languages. Now, those are known tongues. Those are not unknown tongues. What they spoke there were known tongues. God gave them the utterance. The Spirit gave them, because there were so many different countries there. This was like a marketplace where a lot of people come from different parts of the world at that time. And they were there like, I think it's about 15 nations that they number there. 15 groups of people, different tongues. And they each one of them spoke to them, and they heard them. You bet those people got saved. You want to bet. I think there was about 3,000 people came out of that crowd when they were speaking in tongues. 3,000! That's an instant church. Yeah. That's an instant 10 churches. Huh? But you see, we're not thinking like that anymore. We're not thinking like that. Yet the Holy Spirit is thinking like that. Because we're not thinking about those lives that are lost. We're not thinking about those people that we know, that we work with family members, and just getting them into the Christ. Your responsibility is only to share Christ. You share the word and you give them the benefits of that, and that's it. If he doesn't, and love on them, and that's all you do. They have to make the decision. You don't force anybody. And God will show you. Do you hear me? When you pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, God will show you where to go. He'll show you who to speak to. He'll tell you what to say. He'll tell you what to start with. I'm telling you. Sometimes you don't even have to start anything. God gets the other one to start. I've gotten more people saved with problems. Because they came to me with problems. Marital problems, money problems. They came to me with all kinds of problems. And that to me, I'm an opportunist for the kingdom. That's what I am. An opportunist for the kingdom. That to me is an opportunity to speak Christ into their life. And share what God has done for me. Huh? See, sometimes you don't think of your salvation as something big. And yet it's the biggest miracle in the Bible. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Healing is not the big deal. Lifting the dead and making them rise, that's not a big deal for God. It's a big deal to get somebody saved. That's why there's a party in heaven every time there is one saved.
Hallelujah.
I mean, think about that. Every time somebody is saved, there's a party in heaven. That's why going to heaven is not a big deal. Man, you get up there, you're going to be partying every day. Hey, somebody got saved. Yay! You know, there's going to be a big party. Down here, somebody gets saved. Oh, yeah, okay. And we don't get excited about that soul. Honor him. You know, just get around him or her. And just bless her or him. We need to get excited about God. We need to get excited about the Holy Spirit in us. Are you hearing me? I'm going to do something now. There's two invitations. I'm going to do them both at the same time. One is to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Okay? For those of you who have never spoken in tongues. Alright? Two, I'm going to do an invitation for those of you who have spoken in tongues, but you don't speak in tongues. Are you hearing me? Yeah, we're gonna get you to start moving to another level. We want to get you to the next step. Get on that plain road, man. Get on that highway with a never-ending road and moving at high speed for God. Okay, so the first thing, let's stand. Let's get those people up here who have never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. No, leave the light on. Art, leave it on. Come on, guys. There was about 10 or 12 of you that never did it. This is your opportunity. See, now you're running shy. Those of you who have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, this is your chance. Come on. Don't let the devil rob you. Don't let the devil rob you of this. Okay, nobody's coming up. So everybody has spoken in tongues? Everybody speaks in tongues? Okay, so what's going on? I don't understand. I'm confused, Lord. I'm confused. Talk to me, Lord. Huh? Si, come on, your mama. Come on. I'm going to pray for you. Oh, sure, absolutely. Come here. Oh, what are you kidding me?
Now I don't know.
God loves you so much. Are you kidding me? He wants you to get it. That thing is boiling up in you already. Oh, you by the look on your face, he already knows you want it. Anybody else? Come. Okay, move over. Come on, move over. Move over that way. All right. All right. Everything you have learned this morning deals with the power of the Holy Spirit in you. It's in there. We just want to let it out. And when you pray in tongues, you're letting the Spirit of God come out of you. You're letting Him out. That's all you're doing. And then you begin to pray more and more in tongues. That spirit just keeps coming out. And you'll see a difference in your life. You will see a difference in the way you talk. You'll see a difference in the way you read the Word of God. You'll see a difference when you come to church. You'll see a difference when you play your music. I'm telling you, when the power of the Holy Spirit comes on you, you're going to know there's a difference in you.
Holy Spirit, we need you.
You are Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Praise you, Lord.
We pray. Sing to the Holy Spirit.
Come. Father, today
we
call upon your Holy Spirit, Almighty
Power.
God. We call upon the Holy Spirit in each and every one who's up here right
come.
Now. By faith, Almighty God. By faith.
Oh,
I'm going to ask all of you to raise your hands to heaven. Raise your hands to heaven.
Move, Holy Spirit.
Raise your hands to heaven.
Move.
Raise your hands. Raise your hands to heaven. Raise your hand. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Receive. Bring, Holy Spirit.
I pray.
In the name of Jesus.
The Holy
Receive
Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Let him come out right out of here. Let him come out. Whatever comes out of your mouth. Open your mouth. Loreke tamara sonde rekiera.
Oh,
don't speak in English. Not English. No English.
We don't own.
Go loud. Give it voice. Give it voice.
There
you go. There you go. Give it loud. You make it louder. 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 Give it force. Come on. Be baptized in the Holy Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus.
We need you, Holy Spirit of the living God.
Oh, there you go. Oh. Give it. Do it loud. 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 There you go. Keep going. Keep going. It'll change.
Praise to Jesus.
Come on. Let it out. Pray it out. Pray it out. In the name of Jesus, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come on. Let it out. It's in you. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Come on. Let it out.
Praise to Jesus.
Yes.
Holy Spirit of the living God.
The baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come on. Come on. Open up your mouth. Open it up. Open it up. Let it your spirit pray. Let your spirit repeating. No. Shut up. Oh, the Holy Spirit is upon you already. Let him speak through you right now. Right now. Let him speak. Open up your mouth. You gotta open up your mouth. You gotta speak it out. You gotta speak it out. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Open up your mouth.
Oh Lord.
Don't speak English. Don't speak English. Just let whatever comes out from your stomach. Just let it come out. Just let it come out. There you go. Come on, let it come out. There you go. There you go.
Holy Spirit of the living God.
Thank you for your power. There you go. Keep praying. Yes. There you go. There you go.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Thank you for your power.
Mama, are you getting those tongues? Yes. Yes. Speak it out. Yes. You're going to
speak.
Just speak it out. Speak it out. Just let it come out. Just let it come out of your stomach.
Yes, hallelujah.
Receive it, Mama. Receive it. It's all yours.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you get it? Oh, yes. Yeah, keep it going. Keep it going. Lord, retindo lo lo Come on now. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying in that language. Keep praying. Keep praying. Come on, come on. You pray. You did it before. Come on. Come on. You were doing it. Keep doing it. Come on. There you go. There you go. Do it loud. Do it loud. Lord, Rabbanavashondele. Oh, Rabbatondolo. Receive it, Mama. Receive it. Oh, Rabbitindolo. Oh, Rabbanavashondele. Oh, boy. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, Rabbatandolo. Oh, glory to God.
Praise you, Jesus. The Lord is so
good. Lord, the Lord is so good. Lord, the Lord is so good. Lord, the Lord is so good. Lord, the Lord is so good.
Sometimes the Holy Spirit will come upon you with song, giving you song and song.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will.
And for those who sing, for those who just, and I'm not talking about singing on the praise and worship team, just sing in your car, those who sing in their homes, those who cook, while you're cooking, you're singing and you're humming. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will come upon you and just break out tongues through the song, you know. And so, Jeanette, you just keep playing, and we're going to just speak out and sing out in tongues, but we're going to sing it unto the Lord. And sometimes it's a little bit easier for us to sing out in tongues. Amen. So let's go ahead and lift up our voices. Those of us who love to sing, those of us who sing while we're cooking or cleaning or driving or walking to the marketplace. Oh, Rebahi, so you a song. God's given you a song. It's for you and for Him. Nobody needs to know this song. It's for you and for God.
Come on now. Get into what God is doing right now.
Others will speak.
Get
others
into
will
it.
Sing.
Dive into the water. Dive into those living waters.
Come on,
waters.
Revival
Come on.
Is falling
Dive
in this
in.
Place right
Dive
now.
In.
Come on,
Spirit
the presence
right
of
here,
God is
right
so
now.
Strong in this place
oh, yes.
right now.
Come
Holy Spirit. Jesus, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Father God, we exalt you, we honor you.
It'll get better. Lord, Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, He's so good. He's so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. He's so good. He's so, so good. He's so, so good. Brothers and sisters, you have experienced a mild touch of the Holy Spirit. You see, when you're all in unity, in one accord, you will have power. You will have the power of the Holy Spirit, presence in this room. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He is holy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. Is that good or what? Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. You go ahead and be seated. I just want to leave you with the last word. And then I'll turn it over back to Pastor Mona. Every one of you can do this in your home and get into His presence right in your home, in your car. In your car, you got to be careful. You lose consciousness and you put the gas pedal down and the next thing you know, you got a red light behind you. And red lights usually don't move unless they're police. But what you have experienced this morning is the presence of the Holy Ghost. It is what God can do. Listen to me very carefully, because I know Pastor Monette would love to see this. Is to see this church in one accord. Are you hearing me? Because when you have one accord, you can do miracles. I mean, you can do wonders, because it's God who's doing it. Because you're all in one accord. Are you hearing me? This is not about, oh, me and my, I want to do this and why I want to do this. No, God wants to do this. And if you come in one accord, just like they did, you will see miracles happen before your very eyes. Because God will do it. Not you. God. But He will use you. He will use all of you to get people healed, get them saved, get them delivered. Not because of anything you did, but because of what God did through you. Remember, the best position in the kingdom of God is not the pastor, the apostle. Is that the best position, I think? In Jesus' position, servant. I think that's the best position to be in. He's a servant unto our King. Thank you, dear Lord, for what you did here this morning. Thank you, Father. It was a wonderful morning to be here with our brethren, our brothers and our sisters in our house. Just praising you. Just glorifying you because of your word and what you want for your people. Most of all, Father, I thank you for your presence. I thank you that you're here right now. And there is somebody here that has never accepted Christ. If there's nobody here, there's one person or two people that have never accepted Christ, I'm giving you an opportunity to come into the kingdom. and enjoy the kingdom. But if not, everybody's home. Remember what I said, in one accord, in the Spirit. Boy, I'd like to see next Sunday here. I might just come to see what happens. Pastor Monette, I want to turn it over to you. Let me get here.
Days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise. Understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit of God, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. And the Word of God says further that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, and self-control. The Word of the Lord further says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Lord, we thank You for reminding us from Your holy word that what You did today is so timely for all of us. That there's a call for us to live wisely in the times that we are living in. Not the wisdom that comes from the world, but the wisdom that comes from above. We need the power and the strength from on high. For us, oh God, to do Your will. When someone's heart is weakening, when someone is whose heart is fainting, but Lord, when Your Holy Spirit comes, You give us the power to go on. When the Word of God says, when we allow You, Holy Spirit of the living God, to work in our hearts, one of the number one fruit is love. But at times it's so hard to forgive someone who has offended us, not just once, not just twice, but many times. You give us, Lord God, that ability to love. You give us the ability, God, to show kindness to someone who does us wrong. But the Word of God says that it's the kindness of God that leads people to repentance. And we thank You, Holy Spirit of the living God, for showing us how much we need You in these times we're living in. It is You that gives us that understanding. No one else can do this for us. As we have humbled ourselves before You today, God, we thank You, Lord, that You will continually do that in the hearts of everyone gathered today. You give us joy when things are going rough. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. You give us that peace that this world can never offer us, God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Your word says that You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on You. It's a challenge for any one of us, God. But Lord, only Your Spirit can do this in our hearts and in our minds, God. You teach us how to pray. And at times for some of us, we continue to pray. But when we don't see the signs yet, God, at times, God, we get discouraged and we stop praying. Even for those, God, that needs Jesus. At times we give up on them, but Lord, You've never given up on them.
nor on us. And so now we know, we understand that, God, how much we need the power of your Spirit, even interceding for others, God. It can be someone so close to us, people within our reach, people in our own families, God, relatives, friends, people in our workplaces, many young people that needs Jesus. And so, God, we know that, Lord, this time is never wasted because, God, you are equipping us as a church. That you're going to send us forth, God. We'll never be the same, God, because we're going to speak forth the word of God unashamedly, unashamedly, because, Lord, many people need Jesus. And so, Father God, thank you for touching everyone gathered today. You're not done yet, God. Even when we leave this place, you're going to continually reveal to us what it means to be filled with the Spirit of God, to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. There will be many more open doors, God. And when you open that door for any one of us, we're going to take that opportunity and lead that person to Jesus. And that we as a church, we're going to experience the unspeakable joy of leading people to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Lord Jesus, when we call upon your name as Lord of our lives, we understand that at times there's a tug of war going on within us, but it's your Holy Spirit that helps us to say yes to you. And so, Father God, thank you for just touching your people today. That, Father God, in Jesus' name, as we leave this place and go to our respective places, God, that, Lord, we're going to see the evidence of what it means to be filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, we thank you even for blessed opportunities you've given us to give towards the kingdom of God. We thank you for the ministry that you've given Pastor Lou and Pastor Ayida, God. And so, Lord, even in our giving today, some of us may give sacrificially, God. We know, and we know deep down in our hearts, God, that, Lord God, this is for the expansion of your kingdom, God. And so it's our joy to give as unto you to bless your servant today, God. And Lord, what a privilege, God, that, Lord, you have given us, God, to do this. We honor you in our giving, God. Many more people will know Jesus in their lives. In his mighty name we pray. As we call on the ushers, we're going to take our second offering. Because, see, the word of God tells us to do so. That we share good things with those who teach us the word of God. What a powerful message today. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. As the offering is being taken, let me take this opportunity. Probably, you know, you see the boxes outside by the lobby. We're going to, we need people to put together the boxes because we're going to send them out. Hear me, please. Because the timeliness of this is so critical, so we need help. It takes about 45 days, I believe, for them, for the boxes to reach the Philippines in time for the outreach that Brother Ray and his family, Sister Beth Malyari, on March 16. So we're already in contact with Pastor Romel. Know that, you know what? We should get excited about these things. Amen. When you bring the clothes and the canned goods, or you give towards money, if you can't buy the canned goods, you give money towards this, because we're going to give the money to them also to buy rice, and there's so many people who need Jesus. And one way, an effective way, is to meet their felt needs. If their stomachs are empty and they're hungry, we share them the love of God that way. Amen. So we need help to put that together, because the cargo company would pick them up around 5 o'clock. Amen. So right after lunch. So you're kind of pumped up. All right, so let's rise up and let's just thank the Lord for what he has done today. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just thank God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you have done today. May your light continually shine upon the lives of your people. May your divine favor rest upon each one's life. That, Father God, we realize that when you bless us, it's not just for us to enjoy. You would want us to enjoy these blessings you've given us. But also, God, that we may all be a channel of blessings to others. Thank you for touching your people, God, strengthening each one. And that, Father God, we even look forward, Lord God, to the days ahead wherein you're going to use all of us for someone or for others, for many people, God, you're going to bring our way these coming days and weeks. That, Lord, we may be able to lead them to Christ through the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for loving your people, for just encouraging us, meeting each one's need in spirit, soul, and body, God. We commit to you the rest of this time, Lord God. And even our time of fellowship, even as we partake our lunch together. That, Lord, in our conversation, O God, may you be magnified and glorified for all the good things you've done in our lives. Thank you, Father God, even for your hedge of protection. Father God, in Jesus' name, and you would prosper the works of our hands, God, that we may be a blessing to many. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen.
Hello.